Blackstone Audio presents A Rule Against Murder by Louise Penny. This book contains the following dedication. For my parents, in love and memory. Prologue. More than a century ago, the robber barons discovered Lac Massawippi. They came with purpose from Montreal, Boston, New York, and burrowing deep into the Canadian wilderness, they built the Great Lodge. Though, of course, they didn't actually dirty their own hands. What clung to them was something else entirely. No, these men hired men with names like Zoétique, Telesphore, and Honoré to hack down the massive and ancient forests. At first, the Québécois were resistant, having lived in the forest all their lives. They balked at destroying a thing of such beauty, and a few of the more intuitive recognized the end when they saw it. But money took care of that, and slowly the forest receded, and the magnificent Manoir Bellechasse rose. After months of cutting and stripping and turning and drying, the huge logs were finally stacked one on top of the other. It was an art, this building of log homes. But what guided the keen eyes and rough hands of these men wasn't aesthetics, but the certainty that winter's bite would kill whoever was inside if they didn't choose the logs wisely. A coureur de bois could contemplate the stripped trunk of a massive tree for hours, as though deciphering it, walking round and round, sitting on a stump, filling his pipe and staring until finally this coureur de bois, this man of the woods, knew exactly where that tree would sit for the rest of its life. It took years, but finally the Great Lodge was completed. The last man stood on the magnificent...